On past programs, we've talked about ice fishing on Lake Simcoe and the Bay of Quinte, of course, and Lake Nipissing, although not so much Lake Nipissing. But certainly Simcoe and Bay of Quinte have been at the top of our list. Now, they're probably the most popular locations you could possibly target to go ice fishing if you live in the GTA or certainly southern Ontario. Now, here's another little gem that we don't talk about. And, in fact, it's an unbelievable open water fishery. But most of us, when it comes to ice fishing, we don't even give it a sniff. And yet it is a fantastic fishery. And it also is within an hour or so of most of us listening to this program. And that is Lake Muskoka. Lake Muskoka. So we thought we'd bring somebody on to talk to us about that wonderful body of water. His name is Paul Girard. He operates Magman Outfitters. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Hey, very good. And yourself?
Good. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yes.
I hope you weren't doing anything important.
No, not yet. I was just getting ready to head out onto the ice, though, very shortly.
So then obviously what you're saying is, you're saying there's plenty of ice on Lake Muskoka is what you're saying.
Yeah, oh, it's safe now. It took a long time to freeze this year, which is the problem. You couldn't get out there till, you know, 1st of February, you know. Some of the local guys, they stayed close, but out in the center of the lake wasn't that great. But most of the fishing's where I had my huts, it's a 5-minute walk from your truck.
Nice. I want to talk to you about that, but first I got to ask you some questions. I have fished Muskoka on numerous occasions, but never through the ice. It's always been open ice season, and I got to tell you, I think personally, it's one of the best kept fishing secrets we've got in this part of Ontario. And it gets little, if no, fishing pressure whatsoever during the summer. I'm assuming winter is the same. Ice fishing is the same. You don't see a gazillion people out there.
No, not at all. You know, back in the day, there used to be lots of permanent huts, all the locals and the old timers. Now everybody's, you know, they get out there with their portables, but it does not get fished hard at all. To me, it's
wow.
Untouched. It's the new Bay of Quinte for size and quality of walleye, that's for sure.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the most impressive things about Lake Muskoka walleye is their size. And I have no idea how that happened, but somehow it's a freak of nature. That body of water has just massive, massive fish. Don't know what happened.
It's the smelts. You know, I'm 55. When I was a kid, I heard stories of my dad, you know, there was always walleye in that lake. And during the 70s and 80s, it was unheard of. I never seen a walleye come out of that lake till 20 years ago.
Wow.
And then once the ministry noticed it, yeah, they started helping them with the spawning beds up in Bracebridge at the falls and stuff. And the amount of smelt that was in that lake, I think, is the biggest factor of them growing so big. Because when you catch them, like, we're averaging out of the huts, an average walleye is 10 pounds. I've seen them 17, 18. I've caught them myself 17.
Get out, and Paul. That is not real. That is
I could crazy. If I could show you pictures, dude. I'm telling you. No, they're massive. Go ahead.
That's crazy. I've produced a couple of episodes on Muskoka, and we've caught 10-pound fish, and I thought that was the upper end. I thought we had hit the Nirvana of fishing, but you're telling me that there are larger fish than that on that body. It just blows my mind. As you could tell, I'm completely blown away with that comment. And I'm not doubting you, because I know how incredible that lake is. But the fact that you're telling me that 14s, 15s, 16s, and maybe even a 17 is possible, holy mackerel.
It is. It's quite possible. But you got to – it helps when you live here. You got to – you know, most people when they're fishing walleye is – you know, they're shallower lakes. They might fish 20 feet. tops. Like, we're fishing these in 45 to 55. And if there's no snow on the ice and the sun's bright, like, they'll go down into 65. Like, they're right down there with the lake trout.
Wow.
And the trick to that, lake is to find the bait. If you can find the smelts, you have got the fish.
And does that bait move around a lot, Paul, or can you pretty much set your watch by their locations?
I got one spot. The bait ball never moves. I call them horseshoes. Like, you look at your top maps of the bottom of the lakes all the time, right?
Yeah.
And these are like horseshoe shoals where it'll come out of 70, 80 feet of water and almost like you're 40, 50 feet off the shore and you're still in 55 feet of water. But on either side of you, you're in 20. And the big fish seem to ball these up and they push them up against the shoreline. And you can see them shooting through on the fish finder. Like, the smelts will go through. They get pinned on the shore. The big fish come in. Like, you just see them darting around. It's something like a bait ball in the ocean.
Wow. That is exciting fishing. That is crazy. Now, so tell me about your operation. You said you've got fish huts out there. Tell us about that.
I'm not on Muskoka right now because of basically the winter this year. I lose a month just waiting to get the huts out. So now I'm over on Dekashi Lake. You know, we go out on Muskoka all the time to the old spots where we used to have the huts, and it's no problem catching fish. I just gained the extra month.
Wow.
Because I was on Kashi, you know, the first week after New Year's. There was lots of ice, there's lots of walleye, there's lots of pike, and there's lots of crappie.
And where is that in relation to Muskoka?
We have so many lakes around here. it wouldn't be a 15-minute drive out of Graveners, like 20 minutes top.
Okay.
And it runs.
So you're all. It's all the same area, basically.
It is. No, okay. It's all, like, from where I live, I've got, you know, I must have 25 lakes within 20 minutes of my house.
Fantastic. And it's all, folks can get a hold of you. They can check it all out at magmanoutfitters.com. That's magmanoutfitters.com. Or you can call 704-684-8910 and talk to Paul, and I'm sure that he can get you all fixed up. You've got huts that will hold two and even up to four people, I understand?
Yeah, I got my one big hut. You can put 6-7 people in it. It's like 8x14. I got people, they spend the weekend in it all the time. I got two guys coming up from down south today. They're getting here at about noon.
Wow.
They're going to fish this afternoon, spend the night, and they're coming off like tomorrow at noon.
Wow, there you go, Stephen. You and me in a fish hut.
Sounds good.
I love it. I love the idea. All right, listen, it sounds fantastic, and I can verify, folks listening that are saying that guy's crazy, I can verify one thing. I know for a fact that Lake Muskoka is just jam full of giant walleye. I have caught them up to 10 pounds, but now Paul verifies that that's just the tip of the iceberg. In fact, you can get a personal best up there very easily. It is the quintessential miniature Bay of Quinte in terms of walleye size. It's unbelievable. So check them out. It's magmanoutfitters.com, magmanoutfitters.com, or call 705-684-8910. Thanks for joining us, Paul.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for calling.
Our pleasure. Paul Girard, Magman Outfitters, Lake Muskoka. That is just a non... That lake blows my mind. So, first of all, if you're not familiar with Lake Muskoka, it is home to pretty much every celebrity who has ever owned a cottage, has owned, still does own, or is going to own a cottage on Lake Muskoka. So it's got that celebrity status, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, other than it's a beautiful body of water. But the cottages are all the boathouses are multi-million dollar boathouses. So it's well known for that. It's well known for the lack of fishing pressure. Nobody, because of the people who own the cottages, are not really big into fishing.
That's true.
Nobody's on the lake fishing. And so when you go there, you go out and you say, oh, what the hell happened here? It's like you're in a movie plot, you know,
in the middle of a city and
everybody's gone. It's like the desert. There's nobody on the water. So that's number two. And number three, you put your line in the water and holy smokes, you soon find out this thing is a fishing mecca.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, it's just a great place. Now I understand that you can get a 15, 16, 17 pounder through the ice. I got to slow down. That's too much for me.
You're overwhelmed.
yes.